With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The middle of a pandemic is a tough time to take over the operations of a food bank. Chair of the Queen's Food Bank, Shelley Panzik, assumed the role in September of 2020 after long-serving chair Charlotte White stepped down. Panzik says the opportunity to learn from White for almost a year, combined with the dedication of all the volunteers, have made the job easier.
They've worked tirelessly through this whole thing and kept people fed.
A committed team of 9 volunteers and Panzik ensure the operation continues to run smoothly. The food bank has had a steady stream of clients since the beginning of the pandemic, but Panzik says she's seen an uptick in demand of 10 to 20% since the end of the federal CERB benefit.
These poor people that are out, and they've upped the minimum wage 15, but they've also upped the cost of living by 20%. So, you know what? You're not getting anything for your dollar, right?
The Queen's County Food Bank is part of the Feed Nova Scotia network and receives a truckload of food at the beginning of each week. But it still relies on food donations from the local grocery stores and private donors for some of the more perishable items, such as bread and dairy. Before the pandemic, the organization would host fundraisers, but COVID restrictions forced them to be creative on how to raise money. Panzik came up with the idea for the thrift store, which opened to the public in April of 2021. Every item sold comes from the local community, and any proceeds pay the bills for both the store and the food bank.
And we got it open, and like I said, people just came to it. It was unbelievable. I'm amazed at the end of every week what we do for money-wise, you know, that a small town, it keeps us going.
Despite the growing popularity of the thrift store, cash donations are still needed. Cash in hand not only helps the food bank stock up on products they need while they're on sale, but also helps them to pay bills like rent, heat, and lights that allow them to operate. Panzik says, like most charities, the Christmas season brings in the bulk of their donations for the entire year. Anyone interested in donating can do so anytime by contacting the Queen's County Food Bank or by putting some items in the bin at their local grocery store. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.